Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto announced that Indonesia and France support Palestine's independence and called on the Israeli military to cease its military operations in Gaza. The Palestinian issue was among the topics discussed during both the bilateral and one-on-one meetings between President Prabowo and French President Emmanuel Macron at Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. He also said one of the most important points in his discussion with President Macron was related to France's willingness to encourage a peaceful resolution of the Palestinian issue. France will also continue to support steps toward Palestinian independence. Speaker of the House of Representatives Puan Maharani met with Speaker of the Japanese Parliament Nukaga Fukushiro during her working visit to Tokyo to discuss ways to strengthen bilateral relations between the two nations. During the meeting held at the Indonesian Embassy in Tokyo on Wednesday, she emphasized the importance of strengthening cooperation between both nations, especially as both face challenges from increasing global geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainty. That's the news.
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ungkapkan penuh hasrat. Tanganku kekasih, oh aku kau.
only in Indonesia.
When does one really reach maturity? Nias people has a way to find out. There is a Fahombo Batu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Fahombo Batu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Fahombo Batu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. This young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Rasa meski berlagak tak mau kau tahu ku merasakan yang sama.
You are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Listener, we have also another information that would like to share you, listeners, that would like to improve about your insight about Indonesia, listeners. Well, Deputy Minister of Agriculture, Sudaryono, has said that live cattle from Australia, New Zealand, and Brazil can now be imported into Indonesia. He expounded in Jakarta on Wednesday that the announcement by coordinating his statement follows an announcement by Coordinating Minister for Food, Zulkifli Hasan, that live cattle imports will be increased by 184,000 head to 534,000 head. Moreover, Sudaryono informed that the state budget will not be used for live cattle imports since they are considered an investment. Therefore, the government has invited local entrepreneurs, cooperatives, individuals, and foreign companies to bring breeding cattle to Indonesia. You know that the move is aimed at meeting the increased need for protein consumption in Indonesia, especially due to the Free Nutritious Meals program launched by President Prabowo Subianto's administration. The Free Nutritious Meals, or MBG program, triggers a large protein consumption. This need should not be met by imported meat. And, you know, earlier Minister Hasan said import of live cattle will be increased by 184,000 to 534,000 head. And the move is part of efforts to increase beef production and cut dependence on frozen beef imports in the future. According to the minister, live cattle imports can empower livestock breeders and farmers since the cattle can be directly managed by them. The addition of live cattle import like is expected to bring added value to the community. In contrast, if frozen meat is imported, it will be sold directly to consumers without involving livestock breeders and farmers.
Saat kau maksiat dan kau bayangkan ajal mendekat, apakan kau buat? Kau takkan selamat, pasti dirimu habis dan tamat. Bukan ku sotaat sebelum terlambat, ayo sama-sama kita taubat. Dunia sesaat, awas kau tersesat, ingatlah masih ada akhirat. Astagfirullahaladzim. Ingat mati, ingat sakit, ingatlah saat kau sulit. Ingat, ingat hidup cuma satu kali. Berapa dosa kau? Astagfirullahaladzim.
sana, mereka yang terbaring di tanah. Bukankah mereka pernah hidup juga? Kita pun kan menyusul mereka. Astagfirullahalazim. Ingat mati, ingat sakit, ingatlah saat kau sulit. Ingat, ingat hidup cuma satu kali. Berapa dosa kau buat, berapa kali maksiat. Ingat, ingat sobat, ingatlah akhirat. Cepat ucap astagfirullah.
Only in Indonesia.
Bambu gila, literally means the mad bamboo, comes from Maluku. It is a ritual where a group of men were holding a big and long bamboo. Traditional music instrument will be played during the ritual. The music is believed to move the bamboo, and the men will follow the bamboo's movement. The people believes that the bamboo has a mystical power, and therefore can be possessed by spirit. During the bamboo gila ritual, the bamboo will move wildly and uncontrollably.
This song is for you. You better listen.
Kuduga semuanya berubah saat kau memandangku. Bergetar hati ini, kau berikan harapan tentang warna-warni hariku semenjak ada dirimu. Dunia terasa indahnya semenjak kau ada di sini. Ku mampu melupakannya. Kini aku tak sabar, ingin hati kau untukku. Nyatakanlah kepadaku janji indah yang ku tunggu. Semua kini telah bersinar.
rasa indahnya semenjak kau ada di sini. Tak ingin melepaskanmu. Na 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 na
na na na na na
na na na na
na na na na na
na na na na na na na na na na na na na na na.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. I hope that you are still keeping on listening to our program, and I believe that you are still doing your activities. Whatever it is, just remember that this must be done wholeheartedly by yourself. This must be carried out enthusiastically, and even just make it as simply as possible. And make sure that this must have such better progress for the sake of your life, listener. Well, talking about that, we have also another wise word. It has something to do with our quote of the day. It is now from B.J. Habibie. He said, "Intelligence without love is dangerous, and love without intelligence is not enough." Baharudin Yusuf, or B.J. Habibie, was born in Parepare, South Sulawesi, on 25th June 1936. Habibie is a politician, engineer, and scientist, dubbed as the father of aircraft for successfully building the first aircraft in Indonesia in 1995. Habibie's ingenuity gave a great influence in the development of aviation technology domestically and abroad. Listener, the information about quote of the day from B.J. Habibie or Baharudin Yusuf. That was as the end of my togetherness, listeners. But hopefully we are still going our songs and also our, you know, filler and other interesting segments that still also accompany you, listeners, up to 12 o'clock p.m. local time Jakarta. So finally, I'm Ahmad Faisal. Would like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to our program and segments. Hopefully this can also improve about your insight about Indonesia, and you feel enjoyable listening to and feel entertained after for many hours accompanying me for this program, listeners. And later at 12 p.m. our colleague Yunika would like to continue our togetherness. And so please stay tuned at www.voinews.id. Now the song that would like to accompany you is from Wally with title Cari Jodoh.
ibuku, apa salah ibuku? Hidupku dirundung pilu. Tak ada yang mau, yang menginginkan aku untuk jadi pengobat pilu, untuk jadi penawar rindu, untuk jadi kekasih hatiku. Selatan ke utara, tak juga aku berjumpa. Dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan, tak kunjung aku dapatkan. Tak jua aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah cobaan?
Ibu-ibu, bapak-bapak, siapa yang punya anak? Bilang aku yang tengah malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang tak laku-laku. Pengumuman, pengumuman, siapa yang mau bantu? Tolong aku, kasihani aku. Tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku. Siapa yang mau? Timur ke barat, selatan ke utara, tak juga aku berjumpa. Dari musim durian hingga musim rambutan, tak kunjung aku dapatkan. Tak jua aku temukan. Oh Tuhan, inikah cobaan? Ibu-ibu, bapak-bapak, siapa yang punya anak? Bilang aku yang tengah malu sama teman-temanku, karena cuma diriku yang tak laku-laku. Pengumuman, pengumuman, siapa yang mau bantu? Tolong aku, kasihani aku. Tolong carikan diriku, kekasih hatiku. Siapa yang mau?
Above the Clouds is the nickname of Dieng Valley in Central Java. This valley has a main tradition held annually that features cutting off dreadlocks on children as part of Dieng Culture Festival. They are not ordinary children. They had the dreadlocks after they mysteriously had high fever, and their illness was not detected medically. The next day, the dreadlocks appears on their head, and it can only be cut with a long sequence of ritual, where the whole villagers has their own parts.
Ya, kalau yang minta kan gembelnya ya. Gembelnya kalau orang tua kan kaya itu yang minta apa kentut satu kantong plastik sama telur puyuh satu itu orangnya kaya. Dan kan disuruh teman-teman minta mobil, minta enggak, harusnya minta kentut untuk mainan gini kok. Buat mainan katanya. Nah, dan saya sampai kesono dua kali saya tanyain, enggak belok-belok itu minta kentut sama ibunya buat mainan gini udah. Yang minta gembelnya bukan anaknya, bukan gembelnya yang minta. Kalau gembel itu enggak bisa dirubah kan.
Our journey to Dieng village in Banjarnegara Regency, Central Java, was an unforgettable experience. It took 12 hours from Jakarta until we reached in Dieng. With a scenic winding road with a green potatoes plantation and people residents along, made it worth it. Dieng village. We visited this village to witness a unique annual event. The dreadlocks of Dieng children, who are called Anak Bajang. But why does cutting dreadlock need a long ritual and involve the whole village?
Karena kalau anak gembel itu kan titipan dari Dewi Roro Runci dari Samudro.
We believe the dreadlock was a gift from goddess Roro Runci from Kidul Sea. She gave it to Kiai Agung Kaladete as his apprentice. After the dreadlock is cut, it will be put in a jar. The jar then will be put on river that flows to Kidul Sea. It is like we return the dreadlock to the goddess.
Cilarung, air yang mengalir ke Samudra Kidul dikembalikan yang menitipi supaya tidak gembel lagi.
For many years, Basumanto had carried out the dreadlock cutting ritual. The Anak Bajang are believed to be special children of Dieng, who bridge our reality and the unseen reality.
Karena filosofinya adalah anak gimbal merupakan titipan yang maha kuasa, di mana orang Dieng mempercayai bahwa yang maha kuasa selalu menitipkan apapun yang dia kehendaki itu.
The philosophy of dreadlock children is that they are a gift from God. The young people believes that God always entrusts anything He will through a medium. This medium bridges the seen and the unseen. So, the ritual is simply about respecting the unseen without worshipping them. We also believe our ancestor, Tumenggung Kolodete, also did the ritual. He cut his child's dreadlock and then let the dreadlock flows into the southern sea. It is because the past believed that the hair also belongs to the god. The Javanese must have goodwill and ethics. If something was entrusted to us through the medium, we should return it through the medium too. It is to avoid miscommunication and to appreciate the medium too.
Harus punya tata krama ketika mempercayai bahwa kita dipinjami barang melalui perantara, maka alangkah baiknya pengembaliannya juga melalui perantara sehingga tidak miskomunikasi, ataupun akan lebih baik bahwa yang menjadi perantara juga kita hargai. Itu seperti itu.
Ali Fauzi, born in Dieng, upholds the cultural value in this ritual. He managed to preserve his ancestors' heritage in a more modern way without removing the traditional element of the ritual itself. He initiated the Dieng Culture Festival, an event that could bring many tourists while keep allowing the long ritual process.
Ya, inilah budaya kita yang penuh dengan filosofi yang bagus sekali, di mana kegiatan ritual pencukuran rambut gimbal ini memang panjang sebetulnya. Hanya memang saat ini kita atraksikan puncaknya, tapi perlu saya jelaskan apa sih yang panjang itu. Tentunya dimulai dengan acara napak tilas. Napak tilas ada di beberapa tempat, bahkan hampir lebih dari 20 tempat. Ini adalah konsep dari pelestarian lingkungan sebetulnya, di mana para pemangku adat, pemangku budaya, tokoh masyarakat yang terlibat dalam napak tilas ini adalah berkunjung beberapa tempat yang dianggap sakral atau dianggap harus dihargai karena dampak dari hidupnya lingkungan di satu tempat itu akan membeli siklus kehidupan yang ada di bumi ini. Katakanlah ke satu mata air yang dianggap sakral, karena mata air itu tentu harus kita survei, harus kita lihat, harus kita hargai pohon-pohon di sekitarnya, karena pohon yang bagus, mata air yang bagus tentu akan memberikan efek kehidupan yang baik untuk manusia sendiri. Jadi ini Napatilas selama beberapa hari dengan 20 tempat adalah bagaimana hubungan manusia dengan sekitarnya, manusia dengan manusia ini harus terjalin secara harmonis. Nah, selain memang hubungan dengan Sang Maha Pencipta sebagai pencipta alam semesta ini menjadi kunci bahwa mohon maaf kami tidak menyembah tempat, tetapi kami menghargai tempat karena bagaimanapun alam ini sebetulnya mereka bernafas, pohon bernafas, tentu kita harus menghargai ciptaan yang maha kuasa lainnya. Itu seperti itu. 23 tempat itu panjang, ada yang jalan kaki, kecuali yang jauh saat ini mungkin dibantu dengan kendaraan, saat itu jalan kaki. Dan juga para pemangku adat itu melakukan beberapa persyaratan, biasanya berpuasa dan lain-lain.
Sekitar 5 hari. This deeply philosophical ritual of cutting dreadlock is really long. It begins with visiting 20 sacred places. The elders and the community figures involved will visit the places deemed sacred for their impact towards life. It is like preserving the environment. For instance, we visit a sacred water spring. We surveyed the spring and appreciate the trees around it. In there, we could see how a good water spring can bring good effect to lives, including us human beings. 5 days before ritual, the elders did the prihatin during the visit. The night before the ritual, the dreadlock children will be gathered in a small banquet as a gratitude that the children had arrived at the place of an elder. In the morning, the children will be paraded on a carriage across the village, and the parade is followed by art performances. Meanwhile, the tourists can stay across the Dieng Kulon village area to Suharto Witlam or Dharmasala, because in there, the dreadlock children will undergo a purification ritual. During the previous visits, elders collected water for purification. This purification aims to strip away wickedness from the children. Then, after the purification, the children will be paraded again to Arjuna Temple. In the temple, they will cut the dreadlock of the children one by one. The first cut will be done by the elders, and after that, others can also cut the dreadlock under the guidance of the elders. After that, there will be another gratitude banquet called Ngalah Berkah. Visitors can join the event. Since we prepared a banquet for all people to eat together as a gratitude to the God for the dreadlock cutting ritual had been done. But the last ritual will be the flowing the dreadlocks.
Anak-anak gimbal. Ini salah satu filosofi sebetulnya. Apapun ketika ada kegiatan yang bertujuan baik, itu alangkah baiknya itu semua dibersihkan. Maka diharapkan juga memakai pakaian yang baik, pakaian yang bagus, itu yang kita bersyukur sudah kita fasilitasi biasanya.
Hair is a crown for a human, especially woman. It may coincide with the fact that most Bajang children in Dieng are female. The Bajang children who have dreadlocks are mostly 2 to 12 years old. For instance, Alita from Wonosobo. Since 2 years old, she had asked the dreadlocks to be cut in Dieng village. She also asked 2 goats.
Ini si Alita sendiri yang minta dari usia 2 tahun.
Alita herself wanted the dreadlocks cutting in Dieng since she was 2 years old. She also wished for 2 goats.
Minta kambing 2. Dipotong di mana di Dieng?
Permintaannya umpama telur puyuh 1.
Wishes are specific, such as 1 quail egg. The egg must be 1 and must be from quail. If not fulfilled, the dreadlock will return and condition will worsen.
Like other traditions in Indonesia, this ritual has detailed preparation with full philosophical meaning. For instance,
In the parade to Arjuna Temple, where the dreadlocks will be cut, there was a cart full of Bajang children's wishes. There was also another cart with four colored tumbang. Tumbang is a cone-shaped rice dish with side dishes of vegetables and meat.
Jadi kalau apa tumbang robjong itu bahwa rambut gimbal itu kan seperti padi contoh itu. Nah, jadi ada gembel padi, ada rambut gimbal.
So, tumbang rojong means that the dreadlock is like rice. There's dreadlock that is like rice. Another is like sheep wool. Meanwhile, various colors also have meanings. Green means fertility for agriculture or trade. White means purity, that we live our life honestly without doing bad things. Those are the main symbols.
Bahwa kita hidup di dunia ini kan harus menjalankan yang apa adanya. Jalan yang lurus, tidak usah nikang-nikung, kayak gitu. Jadi itu termasuk simbol yang paling utama. Kalau
itu simbol paling
itu yang berwarna putih, gitu.
Another detail about dreadlocks cutting ritual is that it always held during dry season, where the temperatures in Dieng Hill fell to 4 degrees Celsius. The meeting between hot and cold mountain air created mist across the hill since dawn. But then, when the ritual begins, the mist will be replaced by warm sunlight, and the ritual begins. Preserving tradition when advanced technology is invading millennial generation is not easy. However, the awareness of Dieng people on the value of their tradition proves that tradition can coexist with modernization.
Stepping
seperti yang